Hello, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to talk to Robin Ferry, who's one of our personal trainers here at the Center for Weight Loss Success, talk a little bit about that mind-body fitness connection. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hello again, everyone. Again, this is Dr. Clark, and on this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about that mind-body connection with fitness. We have a special guest here with us today. Her name is Robin Ferry. She's one of the certified personal trainers here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. And what we're going to discuss a little bit is some of that mind-body fitness connection. Your mind and your body are well connected, and often what we think about most and what we do are very closely related. Well, in a fitness plan, often we can manipulate that somewhat. So that we're going to talk a little bit about that yoga, the Pilates, how do we actually use that for some of this mind-body connection. So I'm going to introduce Robin Ferry here. Tell us a little bit, Robin, about yourself and how you got into this, and just fill us in a little bit.
Okay, hi. My name is Robin Ferry, and I got into the field of yoga about 9 years ago. I was a smoker, and I had tried to quit many times, quit both times that I was pregnant, quit for the baby, not for myself. So about 9 years ago, I finally decided that I needed to quit for me. I didn't take any medicine. There was no therapy involved. It was just cold turkey. And it was very difficult, as I'm sure a lot of your patients have experienced with addiction. And so to help me, I needed something. And I didn't want to take any drugs or medicine. So I found a yoga video and I started watching it and I was hooked. It taught me how to relax and was very helpful in stopping the cravings that I had. I still had the cravings, but I worked through them by using the breath control that I learned from the yoga practice. And that snowballed into what I'm doing today, which is taking that message to my clients and helping people with addictions of various things. So that's kind of in a nutshell why I got into yoga.
All right. So now, were you a personal trainer already then, or is that something that really led into getting your training or your certification with personal training? Or how did that mix in there?
Okay. There was a day, it was probably a couple months into my own practice that I was doing at home in my den, and I was in a pose. It was a wide angle spinal twist looking up. And I had the only epiphany that I've ever had in my life. And something told me that I needed to do this for a living. And from that moment on, truly, it was kind of miraculous. One door just seemed to open. Once that initial thought came into my mind, I was not a trainer at that time. I had worked out or tried to work out most of my life. I would start a running program and then stop, and I would start a diet and then stop, and I was kind of a yo-yo diet or yo-yo fitness enthusiast. But from that moment, when I decided that I wanted to not only do this for myself, but I wanted to teach other people what I had learned, I started getting certifications from that moment on. I started with yoga. I went into an RYT 200 program affiliated with the Yoga Alliance. I'm registered through them. That took me about 5 months. And then from there, I went on and got certified in Pilates. Then I became a personal trainer. Then I got multiple certifications in Zumba. And just finished this May my $500 program, which took me 9 months. And has a strong emphasis in yoga therapy.
All right. Well, very good. So let's talk a little bit more about kind of that yoga, the Pilates, again, that mind-body connection. So I do like exercise. A lot of our patients, though, are just starting in exercise. So how can kind of that yoga, that Pilates, how can that really benefit just an overall fitness program?
Yoga and Pilates is a perfect way to start if you're new to a fitness program. It's not hurried. It's for everybody, no matter what your size or shape or fitness ability. Everyone can do it because it's a slow process. There's nothing fast about it. We encourage you to first off learn to take that breath, that deep breath, that cleansing breath to get you started, and then it moves forward from there at your level.
Right. Now there's a lot of our patients don't look like those model thin, the pictures of yoga, people doing yoga that we often see either on videos or on pictures. Well, that's usually not our patient population. So some of our patients truly need some modifications, and they can't necessarily do these wonderful pretzel-like poses. I fall into that same category. I can't do them either. But what do you do for those people that have some difficulty either getting down the mat, getting into poses? How do we actually modify these things?
I run into these issues all the time. Those pictures that you see on the magazines, that's not normal to be into those, to be able to get into those positions. I can't get into those positions, nor do I try. There is no perfect posture in yoga. You do what you can at the level that you're at. And I always offer modifications in any class that I teach, whether it be yoga or Pilates or even Zumba, because we don't all bring the same level of fitness to the class. So there are lots of poses that can be done. In fact, most of them can be done standing with the assistance of a wall or sitting in a chair. We do not have to get on the floor at all in a yoga class. That's a big misconception.
All right. So really for any of our patients, whatever level they're starting at, this could be something that would be really useful for them.
Very useful. Yoga, by definition, means to unite, and you unite your mind, your body, and your spirit through the practice of your breathing. So it can be as small as taking one conscious breath a day is practicing yoga, to an hour-long vinyasa class where you're moving and you're flowing and you're going from the floor to a standing. It ranges from zero to a million. Wherever you are that day is good in a yoga class.
All right. So I'm a novice to all this. I'm just starting on this thing. What's the best way to kind of really get into this, kind of especially with this kind of mind-body connection, the mind-body exercise program? What's one of the better ways to just get started?
Okay, good question. You want to do your homework. You want to research your instructor. And call them and have a conversation with them. Find out if their philosophy on fitness matches what it is that you are looking for. And make sure that they have the proper certifications. I have found there are a lot of people that may say they're a yoga teacher, but they haven't done their homework or have the background in anatomy, which is very important in any type of exercise routine or class. So just, I would suggest that you do your homework and talk to several people. Try out different classes. You'll find that some teachers might move a little bit faster, some a little slower. You may want more of a meditative type class to start. So just do your homework.
All right, very good. So that's a good discussion to get people started here. I would encourage people to come on into the Center for Weight Loss Success. You can meet the personal trainers. We have 8 different personal trainers here. They're all certified. They can help you. Some of them specialize in certain aspects of physical fitness. So we encourage it. Just get started. Anybody can get started. We can always figure out something that you can do. All right. Well, Robin, I'd like to thank you for stopping by and having this little discussion with me. For those of you listening out there, if you want more information, I would encourage you, go to our website, Losing Weight USA. The website is www.losingweightusa.com. And keep track of what we're doing here. Well, you can always stop by, give us a call on the phone, too. The phone number here is 757-873-1880. But just keep track. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye, everyone.